This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We live in a modern world. Our lives have been digitized, from how we communicate to how we access our information to how we deal with money, store it, save it, spend it, shop with it, to how we chronicle our lives. Our memories, our photos, our life's work is all saved in some digital account. Modern Inheritance is a book created to protect those accounts. It's going to fortify your security, make sure that you are not the weak link getting hacked, scammed, or tricked out of access to those accounts, and it's going to back up that access for you in case you lose your passwords or your devices. And then someday it will pass all of that information onto your children when you move on. Make sure that your digital life makes it to the next generation.
It's such an important topic that we don't really talk about yet because I don't think many people have thought these thoughts yet. Save one Chris Terrell, who is in studio with us now, a Navy veteran, an engineer, and he wrote the book Modern Inheritance. Chris, welcome into the studio. It's great to have you here.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
I put you right next to Ryan Wiggins. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, I guess that'll be all right. Sorry I didn't wear my shirt.
Sorry, I didn't wear my Lumi.
There you go.
You know what? You can't get away with that. We're on a live stream. I can talk about smell because you can't see it. But we can see you're wearing a very nice shirt.
Yeah, but it's not my shirt.
It's not your shirt.
He wasn't implying that he was shirtless.
I thought that's what he was saying. Chris,
we'll sit you down and explain it later. Can we talk about his book, please?
I don't know.
Would you rather talk
Chris,
about your book?
What do you want to talk about?
The Modern Inheritance is the book that we're going to discuss here. And if you go to the Annie Fry X account, Annie Fry Show, I've just linked to it. You can get directly to this book to learn more about it. Chris, you have thought the thoughts that a lot of people have estates planned out, trusts, wills, whatever. But there's a whole different world to thinking about your future after you're no longer here. And you've walked down that path to think about what needs to happen next. Why'd you come up with this concept?
Well, the simplest answer is Rosie, Edison, and Arthur. Those are my three kids. My wife, Brandy, absolutely amazing. I was raised by really good parents. I want to be a really good parent. And I want my legacy to live on. And if it's not there when I pass on, then that's not good. Mm-hmm. And then if they don't know how to access it when I pass on, that's not good. So the book tries to teach you real basic logic so people can't scam you, track or hack you. They can't trick you out of giving up your accounts because people don't use like nefarious software anymore. Like encryption is just so good. Now they just do a little bit of research. They're like, mm-hmm. Oh, hey, Annie, I want to pay you like $1,000 a month.
Sounds good.
That's all we can afford. We're a nonprofit. That's all we can afford. But we really like your take on, I don't know, like Lutheran schools for kids mm-hmm. that aren't Lutheran. So we have mm-hmm. an outreach program. We just want you to log into this app and do some copy for us. You know, we think you're going to be great for it. And then they tell you to download this app and it's malware and it spies on you. It takes your passwords and they don't steal your stuff right away. But someday they're just like, all right, well, we have her passwords. We have her logins. And then they take your stuff. And you're like, I have no idea how that happened.
How many people right now are living life with this type of stuff in their system somewhere?
Well, considering $10 billion a year gets scammed from Americans.
And is he talking about the federal government or?
No, people. Oh. People. God. Yep. Brad and I were talking about that yesterday.
10 mil is a little low.
Yeah,
ball,
10 billion I mean. From people.
10 billion, but only 1 million under Trump.
That's right. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes. So, Chris, let's like define some things here to make this an easier conversation for people to consume. When you're talking about digital life and assets, what are those?
Well, like the little ad you ran kind of conveyed, we've converted our lives to a digital form. Our money is all online. How we communicate is all online. Your show is online. I can access your show from anywhere in the world at any time. And every way that we interact with other people now has an account. and everything that's valuable to us, be it money or just your memories or your life's work. Like Ryan's writing books and books and books. Sometimes just thoughts, maybe some of those
Are
thoughts.
Are you happy now, Ryan?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you can mention the name of it if you wanted to, but...
Go ahead, buddy.
We're talking about his book, Modern Inheritance. The book is Modern Inheritance.
I've actually been looking forward to hearing about this because we've talked for a while about you writing this book.
Yes.
Yeah.
But all of that is saved somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's all under an account. And if they, it doesn't even have to be valuable to them. If it's valuable to you, they can hold it over your head. They can use ransomware. They can tell you you're locked out. They can just trick you in a phone call and make you think that you're locked out. So you just kind of have to be more aware of scams and scammers and social engineering tactics that are out there. And if you just add a couple steps to what you do every day, just lo-fi, no technology, just logical steps, then it short circuits most scams.
Chris, as we've been talking, because I think, you know, you knew I had written a book, you were writing a book, you reached out to me on Twitter, I knew you from the chat. Brad, of course, said you were cool, so I'm like, okay, fine, we can talk about this stuff. So we've been talking about your book for quite a while. What you're saying today, though, is aspects of, that I didn't know you were writing about. Because as far as I knew, what you were writing about is how to plan for the future monetarily, how to estate plan. So is that, like, which one's the focus of the book? Is it avoiding the scams, or is it more about getting ready for the next generation? Because that's what I was assuming it was about.
Okay, so like our good friend Thomas Sowell says, there are no solutions, there are only trade-offs. So if you go and you make your security good, great, amazing, and then you lose your passwords or you drop your phone in a lake, then you're locked out. So the natural second part of the book is it backs up those accounts. Because if your security is really good, you don't want to lose access yourself.
Right.
And then the natural conclusion to that is someday your kid will actually inherit the book.
So Chris, when you, let's talk a little bit. So we kind of have an understanding of what that digital life, what these assets are, and how we do live completely digital lives. There's really not much that we do at all that doesn't have a tether to something that is digital. What is your expertise in this realm? How'd you learn about this? I mean, you've told us at the very beginning what your passion is. It's your own family. It's your own children. What kind of expertise do you bring to the table that made you take the extra step, not just to help yourself, but to write Modern Inheritance and help other people listening right now?
Well, it actually started in the Navy almost 20 years ago, troubleshooting electrical systems, just real basic thought processes, kind of weeded out all the big issues. And then later in life, I was in charge of a digital art collection called Rhino World, and we raised money and saved 89 rhinos in South Africa from being poached.
Wow.
With Warriors for Rhinos and Warriors for Wildlife. And people in that community, because they were on like Bitcoin and blockchain, they were losing everything in one go of a scam. And I was like, well, like logically, if you would have just done this. So I wrote it down. And then I started training those communities. Because once someone in those communities gets hacked or scammed, they sell everything. And then that takes the value of the entire community down.
Mm.
So it ended up being a pretty valuable asset to have that training in place. And then it ended up developing into like a 6 course, almost college level course. And then I turned it into the book.
Is your advice in this book, the steps, the strategy, is it difficult?
Nope. No, I ran everything by my 74-year-old father, and if you didn't understand it, I put it in the appendix. There's an appendix that defines everything, and it is 74-year-old boomer proof.
So is the presidency. So
at least.
Now, moderninheritance.com, you can go to that website. You can go to the Annie Fry Show X account, at Annie Fry Show. It's the current tweet, X post, whatever they are now on there. Tell me about how people, like, tell me mistakes, obvious mistakes people are making right now. You said someone makes you an offer, and the offer's always really nice. Don't believe any offers that you're going to get like that. But what are some other things that you could add to that anecdote of what people are doing or experiencing right now to just openly expose themselves to problems?
If you are ever in a situation where someone is asking you 3 things, either asking you to log into an account, to send money, or a 3rd thing that's escaping my memory right now, I'll get back to it. But in 3 specific cases, or download anything to your computer,
download,
like we were talking about earlier. So if they're asking you to download anything, send money, or log into something, you need to do it independently. You need to be like, all right, I understand. get out of that situation entirely and start from scratch and log into the account like you would as if no one had told you to do so. So like if Bank of America is like, hey, you've been scammed, you need to log in and change your thing, be like, all right, that's great. Hang up. Search for Bank of America on DuckDuckGo.
Go
get,
there.
Get their phone number from their website, call them and ask them. Like just double check independently. So if you always take two lines to get to the finishing point, the scammer's path is never going to meet up with the real path.
Yeah, we had this earlier this year, my three-year-old, I guess she might have been two when she did it, broke her arm, and my 14-year-old son tripped in his dark bedroom, should clean his room, and fell into his desk and busted his lip open. So he had to have stitches, but since it was across the lip part where it goes from white to red of the lip, he had to have like a highly skilled plastic surgeon do it to make sure that it healed and his smile wasn't changed. So I had medical bills coming in from broken arm, and I had medical bills coming in from face plant. And when you do something like that, you get a bill from the hospital, you get a bill from the doctor, the pediatrician, you get a bill from the surgeon, you get a bill from the anesthesiologist or whatever it is. So I'm trying to keep track of all of these things. And there was one bill that I didn't pay. I don't know how I just didn't get to it. So they call you and they say, hey, you know, we want to alert you to this account or whatever. And they were asking me to pay if I could pay over the phone. And I was like, I will call you back.
Exactly.
I'm not going to nobody is going to call me and I'll be like, here's my credit card.
Right.
Ever. And I guess digitally, that's a very important process to follow also. Is to just you should be skeptical of everything, but don't do it on their terms. Do it on your own terms.
Yeah, even if it's your own mom. Unfortunately, they can deep fake voices. They can absolutely pretend to be anybody.
Next time your mom calls you, Ryan, yeah, I'm gonna need to verify this.
I already do.
Just be like, whatever. Use any excuse to get out of it. Be like, if they're like, hey, send me this money on PayPal. Be like, oh, I just uninstalled PayPal. Give me 5 minutes.
How?
And then call your mom. Call your mom on your wife's phone, not your phone.
That's also true. How?
And be like, hey, did you actually just call me?
The deep faking of the voice thing, that seems like next level. Like, here, this is an honest thought that I have in my mind, which I know is stupid, but I'm just saying it out loud because y'all might be thinking it too. I'm not big enough for someone to be spending time deep faking my mom's voice. Like, nobody would waste that much time to do the research, to deep fake my kid's voice. Mom, I need help. Send money or whatever. I feel like you'd have to be a certain level of person for a scammer to take the time to go through that.
But if they're running the scam 100 times a day, then sure, you're definitely worth it because you're in the range of people who think that. You're in the range of people who won't think twice. So it's just easy. It's much easier to get, you know, 10 people that are thinking exactly how you just said to just send like $100 than it is to go get $1,000 from a rich guy that has layers and layers of security.
Yeah, that makes sense. We're speaking with Chris Terrell. He's a United States Navy veteran. He's an engineer, and he wrote the book Modern Inheritance. You can go to moderninheritance.com. You can search Modern Inheritance on Amazon. You can go to Annie Fry Show on X and see the link there as well. To learn more about this book, I really encourage you to learn about this because Chris knows what he's talking about. At the completion of the book, if I get this, if my parents get it, at the completion of the book, what do you then have to hand over to somebody?
You take the book and you put it in a fireproof safe and you lock it up, and then in your will it to your next of kin. Then they get the book, and the book, the same instructions it gave you, it leaves off and they pick up and it tells them how to reverse the process to get access to all your things. Even if the passwords change, because obviously it'll be years from now. The main things is you want to secure your email and you want to secure your phone provider, because they will email you a confirmation code if you change any password. They will text you a confirmation number if you change any password. Your two-factor authentication is almost always email. It's almost always phone. So those are the two you got to really, really make sure are secure.
I was getting my phone screen fixed at a store, and there was a woman who came in, and I was just sitting there while they were trying to fix the screen in the back room, and these parents came in, and they had this phone, and they're like, we're really trying to get into this phone. And it was an iPhone. And they're like, what information do you have? They're like, it's my daughter's phone. She passed away last week. Now, I don't know the details on any of that, but they didn't have the password to get into the phone. It's an iPhone. They, I'm not going to speculate on what happened for the young woman to lose her life, but it was obviously very tragic, sudden, and you know, every single one of her photos, like so many memories are gone if they can't get in that phone. And what I was gleaning from sitting at a table in a lobby where I could hear this conversation going, that phone's never getting unlocked because they don't have the code. And it was really, it was so heartbreaking. Like these parents, I could tell that they had tried a lot of other ways and they were just looking for a lifeline. But I was just thinking, like, there's a 4-digit code that just exists out there that would provide them an enormous amount of peace, maybe, but also just memory. And they can't get to it. And my recollection was if you try too many different codes, then it becomes a paperweight or something like that.
Yep. Yeah, the first part of the book where you are actually filling it out is devices. So, like, your computers, your phones, and then you get into the account. So I had a friend, his dad passed away more suddenly than they expected. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
His family just had such a hard time getting through his computers, his memories, his bills, like everything. And so that was one of the other inspirations, is like, I want to cover everything that someone has to deal with. You don't want to think. You want to have very clear instructions. You want it to be laid out in front of you. And then those people that inherit all your stuff or get all your accounts, they'll also have the benefit of the first third of the book that teaches them how to protect themselves.
And I would think, too, that in many families, like in my personal family, I do the money stuff. My husband has an idea of what's going on, but he doesn't do that. He does other things. He does all the school stuff. He's a teacher. I don't know what's going on over there. Are my kids in detention? Are they getting good grades? Do I have the same 4 kids at the end of the night? Those are pretty much my check, check, check. But if I were to go, I think he knows the password to my MacBook here, so he could get into my email account. And my passwords are all saved in there. But if he couldn't, if something got locked out or whatever, I don't know what he would do. Shame on me.
Probably shouldn't have said that on the air, that your passwords are all on your email account.
I was lying.
They're definitely not. They won't be by the end of tonight, anyone listening. But yeah, same. My wife knows to look in the book.
Yeah.
It's in our safe. And she knows to go through the steps, and she doesn't have to worry about it or think about it. And it's no source of extra stress.
When I say my passwords are on my email account, I mean they're like I don't have them listed.
Right.
But everybody saves passwords. Should we not be saving passwords?
We'll do it in the book. And then lock it up. You should not have your password saved digitally. They should be written down.
Yeah. I mean, I understand the value of writing them down. Is it a danger to have them saved digitally also for convenience?
It's the same. It's the trade-off again. Convenience for security.
You're risking security.
Yeah.
When you have them saved.
Yes.
Just for the simple purpose of, if you got access to anybody's, I mean, pretty much everybody out there who uses a Gmail account and saves all their passwords to their Gmail account, it's a pretty common practice.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, encryption is so good these days. No one's going to backdoor your passwords. They're going to call you and get access to your Gmail through a series of conversations and have you log into Gmail.
Okay, I'm going to change. We got a break. I got to change up my passwords. Got to do it right now. I'm going to change them all to Modern Inheritance 1, 2, 3.
There you go.
The I in inheritance is going to be an exclamation.
That's the same as code in my luggage.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Chris, it's an honor to have you in here. And this is so important. It's not something that people think about. And I think a lot of folks out there are thinking about it right now. And it's moderninheritance.com, or just search it up on Amazon. Thanks for being in here. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Take care. We'll talk to you again and follow up after I'm going to do all of this. I'm going to do it all soon because I feel very inadequately prepared, and I will follow up with you, Chris, after I do. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the YouTube live chat poll. What percentage of your extended family would vote for you if you ran for federal office? That's a fun one. We're learning more about the Walls family. What about yours? We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.